Is KAYT Gina Alexandria. This is gospel radio at its very best. 88.1 KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
If there is an area in our lives that is affecting our relationship with God. Yeah. If it's a sin problem, yeah. If it's an unforgiving heart, yeah. If it's a relationship problem with a family member or, praise God, a church member, yeah. We are to make a resolution. I'm talking about a firm decision, a strong commitment to a course of action for improvement and resolve it, praise God, for life. You see, someone may be asking, Pastor, oh, Pastor, but it's hard. You know what I have to say to the person that's asking that question? I don't know who you are. Praise God. I got to tell you that with God, all things are possible. You see, we get, I'm about ready here now. We get, praise God, our strength from God. You see, Daniel did not tackle his problems alone. He got strength from his friends. I need to park there because I got so many young folks in here. Amen. I said he got strength from his friends. I didn't say acquaintance. Because I always remind young folk, and some of the not so young, a friend will never allow a friend to do something that they know gonna get them in trouble. Oh, can I say that again? So Daniel drew strength from his friends because friends will not let another friend do something that they know is going to get them in trouble. Amen. I tell all of my kids all the time. I say, now if that's your friend, amen. If that's sure enough your ace in the hole, then praise God, you're going to look out for him or her to make sure that at the end of your 12th grade year, that both of y'all walk across the stage and get a diploma that you are going to love, a diploma that you have earned. But we find that Daniel grew and got strength from his friends, and he drew strength from God. Somebody said, how'd you know that? Because if you keep on reading and go to the 6th chapter of Daniel, amen, we'll read that Daniel had developed a habit of praying. How many folks in here have developed a habit of praying? I'm not talking about hitting it every now and then. I'm talking about a habit of praying. Because if you go to the 6th chapter of Daniel, you'll find where Daniel, every day, he would go to his little room where he could look out to the hills. And the Bible says 3 times a day, Daniel would call on the Lord. So if you see that, you'll find that Daniel developed a habit of praying. He spent daily time with the Lord. And I got to tell us, if we're going to be completely victorious in 2021, we're going to have to spend some time with the Lord. Amen. You see, let me ask a question. Where do you think we are going to get the strength to stand up for each resolution that we make for this life? We are going to gain strength from one another. And we are going to gain strength from the Lord. Somebody said, well, why did you just say the Lord? Don't you know that we help one another? We are all in this race together. I can help you. You can help me. And if you just need a scriptural reference, the Hebrew writer writes, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 25. He says, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. But look what he says in that next phrase. He says, but exalting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. I need not tell you, my brothers and my sisters, there is a day approaching where every last one of us are going to have to give an account of what we have done. And if you're still looking for some strength, Paul, when he was writing to the Philippian church, Philippians 4:13, he says, I can do, not some things, but I can do all things through Christ. See, that's the key. You can't do all things through your money. Can't do all things through your money. But you can do all things through Christ that give you the strength. So when we make resolutions that affect us spiritually and those that will better our living, God wants us to keep them as we draw strength from one another and from God to resolve these changes for our life. But finally, and as I close, praise God, I talk about the fact that we ought to stick to and keep those resolutions that we make. I said that we ought to make some resolutions that are spiritually. But finally, there ought to be some resolutions where there is a sacrifice. You see, when the Apostle Paul was addressing the church at Colossae, it sounds like a good New Year's resolution. Let me just remind your mind what Paul said at Colossians 3, verse 9 and 10. He said, lie not one to another, seeing that you have put off the old man with his deeds. Do I need to remind us? Praise God that we have all had to put off some things of this old man. Praise God, and he said, have put on the new. Let me see the hands of those who have put off the old man and put on the new. He said, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. You see, when we make New Year's resolutions, it sounds that what we desire is taking off the old ugly practices, putting on the new better ones. But in this text, Paul is speaking about more than just ugly habits. You see, Paul is speaking of a sacrifice. Paul is saying that being a believer is more than just making good resolutions. What he's saying that it means more than just having good intentions. It means taking the right actions. You see, as born again believers, you've heard it 100 times, our walk got to match our talk. constant revolving and a constant resolving. Why must we constantly renew, revive, and resolve in our Christian walk? Paul gives us a clue, because he said that as we continue to renew, as we continue to revive, as we continue to resolve, praise God, we become more like Jesus Christ. That's what he meant by the phrase renew in knowledge, after the image of him that created us. You see, sadly, many believers accept Jesus Christ and never get much into the taking off of the old self and putting on of the new self part. They never, praise God, get much into the sacrifice part. You see, many of us neglect the renewing and resolving that it takes daily to become more and more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to say this, anything in life worth having is going to take some sacrifice. And if heaven is truly our home, then there will be some sacrifice right here. We have to crucify the very deeds of our flesh. Can I remind you once again, if you think that you're going to satisfy this flesh, you are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken, because the more you try to satisfy this flesh, praise God, the flesh is going to demand some more. I was just getting ready to say something, praise God, but I better not say it. Amen. You see, Paul in our text is writing about giving up the old man, putting on the new man. You see, Paul is speaking of a sacrifice. Paul is saying that being a believer is more than just making good resolutions. What he's saying that it means more than just having good intentions. It means taking the right actions. You see, as born again believers, you've heard it 100 times, our walk got to match our talk. It means more. It means our conduct should match our faith. And that means that there should be a constant renewing, a constant revolving, and a constant resolving. Why must we constantly renew, revive, and resolve in our Christian walk? Paul gives us a clue, because he said that as we continue to renew, as we continue to revive, as we continue to resolve, praise God, we become more like Jesus Christ. That's what he meant by the phrase renew in knowledge, after the image of him that created us. You see, sadly, many believers accept Jesus Christ and never get much into the taking off of the old self and putting on of the new self part. They never, praise God, get much into the sacrifice book. You see, many of us neglect the renewing and resolving that it takes daily to become more and more like our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to say this, anything in life worth having is going to take some sacrifice. And if heaven is truly our home, then there will be some sacrifice right here. We have to crucify the very deeds of our flesh. Can I remind you once again, if you think that you're going to satisfy this flesh, you are sadly mistaken. You are sadly mistaken, because the more you try to satisfy this flesh, praise God, the flesh is going to demand some more. I was just getting ready to say something, praise God, but I better not say it. Amen. You see, Paul in our text is writing about giving up the old man, putting on the new man. And if there is anybody who knew firsthand what it means to take off the old and put on the new, it would be the Apostle Paul. Because I believe everybody here knows Paul's story. He was on his way to Damascus. He wanted to wipe out those who were of the way. And if you go back and read that ninth chapter of Acts, it said that he was going for men, women. And if he was going to get the men and the women, that means that he was going to get the children too. And he was going to bring them back. And Paul was doing that because he thought that he was right. But on his way to Damascus, look at the text. It says, when he almost got there, there was a light that shined from heaven, brighter than noonday sun. Praise God, and Paul fell off that beach. And the light started talking to him. Light called his name. Says, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And can I tell you, at that point, Paul made a resolution. Because the voice told him, said, Paul, don't you know that it's hard to kick against a brick? And my God, at that moment, Paul made a resolution. He said, Lord, what is it that you want me to do? Whatever it is that you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Hallelujah. And Paul's life made a complete 100. He resolved to live for Christ and to serve Christ. And then let me tell you, my brothers and my sisters, there is no habit too big. There is no sin so great. Praise God, that Jesus cannot handle. You see, the Lord that I know, I'm talking about the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God that I know, he came here to solve your problems, and he came here to solve my problems. Hallelujah. And that is why he came to this earth. He did that for Paul. And I've learned that he is no respecter of person. And the same thing he did for Paul, he'll do for me. Praise God. So if you are caught up in some stuff, if you're caught up in some mess, if you're caught up in some sin, turn it over. Turn it over. Turn it over to Jesus. And I guarantee you, he'll make everything all right. Hallelujah. Paul said at 2 Corinthians 5:17, praise God, whosoever that be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Don't you want to be new? Sounds like a new year resolution. And he tells us that old things pass away, and behold, all things have become new. He did that because he sent his son Jesus to a cross to die for my sin and your sin. He sent him to a cross to die for my sin and your sin. And I'm here to tell you today, we need to make some God-honored resolutions. If you make them, stick to them. Resolve in your mind that I want to make my life better. I will not let nothing stand in the way of me serving God. Can I say that again? I will not let nothing stand in the way of me serving God. Praise God. It is time now. This is 2021. Praise God. And there's no time for playing church. Praise God. God is looking for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. We can't stand and preach one day, do something else. We can't stand and say one thing, do something else. We can't pray one thing and do something else. Praise God, but our walk has to match our talk. And if we make God-honored resolutions, God will give you the strength. He'll give you the strength. Oh, yes. He'll give you the strength, Sister Anderson, to get you through it. If we haven't learned anything about trying to satisfy flesh, I'm going to tell you one more time. Go back and read the 7th chapter. Actually, just read Romans chapter 1 all the way through chapter 7. Read Romans chapter 1 all the way through chapter 7. And then when you